Suspect in Charlie Kirk assassination caught, President Trump announces. Texas border business. Provo, Utah, September 12, 2025. The manhunt for the assassin of conservative commentator Charlie Kirk appears to have come to a dramatic conclusion. President Donald Trump announced Friday morning on Fox News that the suspect is now in custody. "I think with a high degree of certainty, we have him in custody," Trump said, noting that a minister with ties to law enforcement helped identify and turn in the suspect. Somebody that was very close to him said, "Hem, that's him." The president called for a quick trial and praised the efforts of law enforcement in tracking down the man suspected of killing Kirk earlier this week. The announcement comes just hours after Utah officials held a press conference unveiling newly enhanced video and photographic evidence of the shooter, along with pleas for continued public cooperation. At Thursday's briefing, Bo Mason, commissioner of the Utah Department of Public Safety, walked reporters through surveillance footage that showed the suspect's escape route. He ran behind that upper building, came out on the right, moved to the far right corner, climbed off the edge, and dropped down to the ground. Investigators had collected palm impressions, possible DNA smudges, and a shoe print believed to be from Converse sneakers. Mason highlighted the suspect's attire: a black t-shirt featuring an American flag and eagle, black pants, a baseball cap with a triangle logo, sunglasses, a backpack, and shoes with white soles. "All distinctive, all things that we would ask the public to look for," he said, noting that public tips had already been crucial in advancing the investigation. Governor Spencer Cox praised the combined efforts of local, state, and federal agencies, including the FBI. "We have 20 federal, state, and local law enforcement partners working shoulder to shoulder," he said, revealing that more than 7,000 tips had been received. "The FBI hasn't received this many media tips since the Boston Marathon bombing." The FBI had offered a $100,000 reward for information leading to the suspect's capture and had established a dedicated digital tip line. Officials also warned of a surge of online disinformation being spread by foreign actors to inflame tensions. Cox vowed accountability and justice. "More than anything, we are going to catch this person," he said at the time. "We've been working with our attorneys, getting everything we need so that we can pursue the death penalty in this case." With Trump's confirmation Friday morning that the suspect is in custody, that vow may now move one step closer to fulfillment. This is a developing story and will be updated. First name email.